It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Welcome to the Voice of America. Welcome to a Friday. We have a very special show today. Boy, we have gone all out to bring you some great guests today. Coming up in the second half of the show, Wyclef will join us and talk about his brand new CD. And here in the first half of our show, we welcome the lovely and talented Shayna Lee, who is on the road right now promoting her brand new EP, Hey, Shayna Lee. We'll be listening to music from Shayna off the EP, and we'll hear some live music as well. She's in our studios, so stand by. This is Border Crossings.
I'm such a good accomplice. The con starts cute, but it always ends the same. I'm cleaning up my own mess. I'll fake it until I make it out of these chains. I'm only gonna miss you till I don't take the handcuffs with you when you go. Don't you know your alibi's a joke? You're the past. And you're my last criminal, criminal. You're my last criminal, criminal. And I won't stay addicted. I'll fight till I kick this love's fictional, fictional. You're my last criminal, criminal. And I won't stay addicted. I try. You're
Crossings. I'm Larry London. We welcome you to a great show. We have Shayna Lee in our studios, and she's currently on tour promoting a brand new EP, which is her second EP. So we'd like to welcome to DC Shayna Lee. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here in town, and it's an exciting year, I guess. You've released, this is your second EP that came out in September.
This is my second EP, but my first EP, we did a giveaway on Noise Trade. We never went to iTunes, so it's really just for giveaway. So I consider this sort of like my debut EP.
Your debut EP.
I guess debut means first, but I think debut can cover it.
Now, did you write the songs on this?
I co-wrote all the songs on the EP with actually different writers in different states and different countries. There's a writer from London on there. There's a writer from Nashville, and then a co-writer from New York as well.
It's always exciting to meet young, new people who are making music.
It's always exciting to get to meet people who want to meet people who are
meeting
young,
people
new.
Who want to meet people who are meeting people. But this EP is your, as you said, your debut. What is what is going on in the songs? What, when you were writing it, is there a story? Is there a theme? Is there a concept or no?
The interesting thing is there wasn't a concept, but a story unfolded, which I think is kind of cool because it came about sort of as I was writing different songs in my life at different points, because the songs were sort of written over a couple of years at different times. It's a lot, I feel like, about overcoming obstacles and overcoming challenges. And I was sort of at a transitional point in my life, and I felt like I really needed a reminder of the kid I was. And that's kind of what the EP is. It's like you were that little kid and keep going and keep going when things get really hard, because we all know that is what happens. Just, you know, pull up your bootstraps and keep doing it and push forward. And each song is sort of a different form of that. But that really did become sort of the underlying thing. Mm-hmm. Without me even trying. So that's kind of how it went.
Has music always been the whole idea here for you? Have you always pursued this as your dream?
I have always pursued it as my dream. I went to college in a very musical way. I went for drama, actually. And I had written music before. I did study academics. I mean, I think that it's important to be as well-rounded as possible. But yeah, I've sort of always just felt like this was something I couldn't not do. It's not so much that I have to do this thing. It's that I can't seem to let it go. I'm just not letting it go. Mm. So that just seems to be what it is.
And your influences are kind of old school. I mean, Steely Dan and some of the things that I've read.
My influences are pretty old school. I listen to what is current as well. Mm-hmm. But I was raised on the Beatles. I was raised on Carole King. I feel like I found myself with Queen and Pat Benatar. So yeah, the influence, you know, influences from over a lifetime. I've listened to standards. I've listened to theater music. I haven't really listened to a lot of heavy metal. That is something that is not particularly, I would say, influenced me. But I try to listen to whatever's out there and learn as much as I can from it.
Right. Do you find that being so diverse and having such a wide variety of musical influences and things that you enjoy, and I'm sure it's all affected your music and how you write songs, but do you find that sometimes can create challenges? Because in the business here in the United States, they want you to specialize in something.
They do want you to specialize. They also, people want to be able to associate you with something, an image, a brand, and I seem to have a bit of an issue with that. Not an issue, but I refuse to do anything that doesn't feel like me, that doesn't feel authentic and organic and truthful, because I feel like I only have control over the way I put myself in the world, and I think the world needs more authenticity, so I feel like I would be a huge hypocrite if I didn't insist of myself that that's what I do. So I'm happy to heighten myself and find things that are me that and focus on certain things and not other things if that's what I feel like I should be doing. And it is, you know, performative in that way. It's not, you know, me sitting in my house eating toast, but but I don't believe that one has to change who they are to be effective. And so I try to just be a real person.
That's great. You know,
it's a thing.
Well, it's great. It's a great model. And I find that, you know, now with these different music shows that are on TV that have gained in popularity, all the different kinds of shows, it's giving exposure to different kinds of music, and people have a chance to explore who they are and their identity in music. Because before, you became famous for a certain kind of music. Now you can do different things.
I agree. I mean, to be honest, The Voice was kind of helpful for me in sort of, because it came on as I was developing my sound and sort of doing that thing. And I remember listening to the show and I thought to myself, sometimes I love the more unique voices more than I love the more sort of gymnastic voices. Mm-hmm. And that was a very profound learning thing for me as an artist, that, you know, sort of stick to your comfort zone sometimes and go outside of it and learn things. But there's a uniqueness in a voice sometimes that is really special and shouldn't necessarily be messed with, which I didn't know before I watched. Yeah.
Shayna Lee is our guest here on The Voice of America, and you guys are going to do some music. You brought the band with you.
I brought my two buddies, Scott, Matsu.
Welcome, guys.
Thank you. They're amazing. And we're gonna play Drive, which is the first single off of the EP that is out right now.
All right, Shayna Lee here on Border Crossings.
Woohoo!
This ain't my party, but I'm in a lie like you. Down and I'm hearted. Feels like code blue. Let's get you going. While you're frozen still, you don't hear the silence creeping in for the kill. So cry.
Shayna Lee here on Border Crossings, and the song is Drive.
The song is Drive.
That's it.
That's
and
it.
It's from Hey Shayna Lee, which is the new EP. And you've got, this is your second EP, but it's actually your first
EP. My debut.
EP. Your official debut.
Yeah, official debut.
Official debut. The first one was the unofficial. This is the official debut.
Yeah.
Now, who's behind this? Is this self-funded? Or?
It is self-funded.
Wow.
I have been really, really lucky in my life that, to be honest, I have a really supportive family, mm-hmm. who has helped me sort of get through the rocky phases, and my parents have been really supportive and really into the EP, and so they've helped me, and right. I have a job, and I work a job, and I do a thing, and I do all kinds of stuff.
What's your regular job, Dan?
Well, I mean, this is my regular job. I have a part-time job, so mm-hmm. I work actually for this chef who blends spices.
Wow.
And I work, yeah, the jobs you have in New York are very interesting. I work like two almost full-time jobs, because mm-hmm. like my other job is part-time. So, but it feels like I'm always running around like a crazy person.
Well, that's fantastic. Who are you listening to? Who are you getting your inspiration from right now?
I mean, what I think is really cool right now, and I've been talking about this a lot because I'm really into it, is the way that there are sort of like singer-songwriter music with more modern instrumentals. Mm-hmm. I think that is so cool. I think the way modern beats have been brought to this music that is storytelling is very cool. I mean, I listen to a lot of things. I listen to Ingrid Michaelson always. I think mm-hmm. she's a beautiful storyteller. I listen to Sam Smith because of his voice. Mm-hmm. I listen to everything. I go and I download whatever's there. Mm-hmm. And I will I listen to things I hear on TV. I download. I'm one of those people who sits with Shazam. Like, as I watch TV, and I'll be like, ooh, that's a cool song, and I'll Shazam it. And I mean, that's how you discover new things. Mm,
that's great.
Yeah.
So you've done a lot of performing in the United States. You said you were in London writing.
I was in London writing. It was last October. I happened to be going overseas for a wedding. So I was like, let me tack on this writing trip, because I had heard of all these writers out there. And so I connected with them and I made a noise and I kicked my stool. And I connected with them, and I sort of created songwriting camp. Mm-hmm. And I was over there for a week, and I played some shows, and I wrote some songs. And one of them is Never Looking Back, which is on the EP, which was amazing, because that was, for me, the beginning of my new phase of writing that led to the EP, mm-hmm. Being in London and being out of my daily life and just getting to see what happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big fan of adventure. I'm a big fan of living life. You know, I think there's a lot I can worry about. There's a lot we can all worry about. But for me, it's about, can I make my life feel really rich and exciting, and hopefully, like, surround myself with people who want to do the same, which mm-hmm. I think we all do, you know?
What's your favorite part of all of this? Is it the writing, the performing?
The performing is the scariest, best part. I mean... Mm-hmm. For me, if it wasn't for the performing, I don't know that I would – I don't know that this would have been what I chose. It's, for mm-hmm. me, it's about getting on a stage and doing it and mm-hmm. not knowing what's going to happen. Like this morning, you know, you come here and you're like, okay, it's 9:30. What's going to happen?
What happens next? Yeah.
And there's a moment right before you start to sing where you're like, oh, this could go well. This could go badly. Mm-hmm. And that adrenaline thing is what seems to have gotten me from a very young age that I just can't get enough of.
Hmm. And you had mentioned earlier that you actually came up through the theater ranks. Now, why would you give the theater part up, the acting part up, for just focusing on a career in music?
I had started writing songs in high school, mm-hmm. and it was during I was in Orlando, and it was the boy band boom, mm-hmm. and I felt like I didn't fit in. And I think that's a lot of what's on the EP as well. I felt like I didn't fit in. Mm-hmm. Not that I didn't like the music that was around me, but I couldn't see myself doing it. I didn't feel pretty enough or good enough or whatever it is. So I stopped for a while. And then I was like, well, I could sing. So, like, I should go this way. Mm-hmm. And then I couldn't let it go. And then I kept thinking, but I have something to say. Like, as cheesy, as ridiculous as it sounds, I felt this need, like, I have something I want to put in the world, and I care how it goes, but I don't, because what's important is that you try. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You go out and I'm not saying you try to make it. You try to make a difference,
right?
Which, I mean, I don't know how one makes a difference, but I can't go out of this world not having tried to share the things that I think are important, like be yourself and like keep going. And that is why I think I keep going. Mm. I just can't.
That's
I
great.
Can't stop.
This is a great time to be a young female artist. Look at, I mean, with all the success of Jessie J and Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift and Meghan Trainor, the list goes on and on. This is a big time for
different.
Women.
Yeah. And each one is really different. It's a big time for women, but I think it's a big time for the singer-songwriter. Because of what I was talking about before. And mm-hmm. I think if there's something that you feel you have to do, you owe it to yourself, you owe it to the world to try to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to be somebody who walks what I talk. So because that is what I believe, because that is what I would tell my friends, mm-hmm. that's what I have to tell myself, even when I don't feel like it.
Right,
you know?
Right. Sure, because you're always in the spotlight.
Yeah, but it's just scary. It's mm-hmm. just scary to release something. It is scary to have to watch how it goes, to watch.
Sure.
It's a scary thing. To try is scary.
Mm-hmm.
But I would tell my friend to do it, so I have to tell myself to do it, mm. you know?
Right, right. Have you thought about The Voice, or since you like the show?
I have thought. I mean, I would do anything. I would try anything once. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I want to say what I have to say,
mm-hmm.
So that's really important to me. But at the same time, I never say never to anything. But for me, it has always been about, like, what is it that I want to put in the world? You know, what kind of what kind of impact do I want to have? Even if 2 people hear it, if 2 million people hear it, it's, I think that that's the energy where I come from and where I hope that other people come from when they create too.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful. Nice story.
Thanks.
Yeah, there's a lot to you, Shayna Lee.
I'm a complicated individual.
Many layers.
That's a nice way of putting it.
So we're going to hear another song. What are you going to do next?
We are
going to
do Crash. We also have a lot of driving references in this
CP. Oh, my goodness. Drive, Crash.
Drive, Crash.
Maybe
never
I shouldn't be in
back.
The car with you.
You know, you shouldn't be in the car with me. I don't drive.
Okay.
I have a license, but I don't drive.
All right.
It's the best.
All right, guys. It's up to you now.
Oh, no. Just kidding.
And so it begins, as always. We fight from within or no way. Maybe naive, I still believe in you. And I can't lose this. Or willing to fail to prove it. Shot from a gun, the test.
Brand new. It
Yay!
Is the Crash, Shayna Lee.
Don't crash.
Don't crash. Drive safely. Keep between the lines.
Drive safely. Wear your seatbelt.
Wear your seatbelt.
Don't text and drive.
Now, what's the plan for 2015? What are you going to do in the next year?
Ooh, 2015. Well, I'm doing 2014 first. That is true. Mm-hmm. At the end of this tour, I'm gonna come up with a new game plan. I'll probably write more. So then I'll probably be releasing in 2015. I'd like to do another video. I'd like to play more shows. Those are the things that I want to do. I always say more of the same, and that's kind of how it's been. And every time I'm like, what am I going to do next month? Something comes up. So that's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, keep in touch with me, shanalee.com. I'm always talking about what I'm doing, which is good and bad.
Right. That's what important message to get out there is the website so people can get the EP.
Again. Yeah. Hey, Shana Lee. And Lee is L-E-I-G-H and Shana
Thank
with
you.
A Y. So S-H-A-Y-N-A-L-E-I-G-H. Apparently, I think I spell my name badly.
No, that's perfect.
Don't tell my mom.
ShanaLee.com. That's
ShanaLee.com.
And get the EP and keep in touch, and I'm sure you'll
Absolutely.
Be on the road.
Absolutely. And we have a Christmas single out, so, you know, everything's going
fantastic.
Excellently,
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in.
I'm super excited to be here. Thank
I
you so much.
It. And thank you, guys. Thank you
so
all
much.
For coming in.
Thank you.
Nice to meet
fun,
you.
We had fun,
yeah?
Yeah.
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 Shana Lee is our guest. It is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. This is VOA TV.
Gary Blossom, I've gone down to old rock bottom. Now I know the love in my heart was true. Divine sorrow, I thank you for the joy that followed. Back then, my friend, if only knew. It is harder when you love beyond belief. But I'm a fool to let you go. So this is for you, my love. We will never have a change of mind. We belong together. We will never be the wary kind. We sing our sorrows away. We sing our sorrows away. We sing our sorrows away.
Border Crossings Friday, and we've got a lot going on here. Shayna Lee was our guest in the first half, and we just listened to a song called Divine Sorrow, which is a brand new charity single. And it is produced and recorded by a multiple Grammy winner. He's been nominated 10 times. We'd like to welcome to Border Crossings and to our Friday show, Wyclef Jean. Congratulations, first of all, on the recent success of the new song you've just recorded with Avicii.
Yes.
So it's called Divine
Yes.
Sorrow. Tell me a little bit about the song Yes. and what's going on in the song and what the purpose of the song is.
Well, the song is called Divine Sorrow, and we've partnered up with the Red Campaign and Coca-Cola. And 100% of the song will go towards HIV, towards the will go to the Global Fund for HIV. I just got back from Africa. I visited the clinic out there, and I love the work that Bono is doing, and we support this. And in this campaign, it's not just me and Avicii. It's Allo Black. It's One Republic. We even have a track from Freddie Mercury on the campaign.
And so, you know, I understand that in this Global Fund campaign, they've given billions of dollars every year to 140 countries around the world. And so in this particular effort, because it's involved around World AIDS Day, which is December 1st.
Yes, yes. It's definitely a focus on World AIDS Day, December 1st. And what we want music fans to understand all over the world is that when you go on your iTunes and you download this, 100% of this do go towards the Global Fund, towards this, towards the HIV initiative. And I myself got a chance to go to Africa and see firsthand the work that they're doing.
Wow. You know, AIDS is obviously a global epidemic. And so how were the people when you went to visit in Africa? Very receptive, I'm sure, to having you there and to hearing that you've recorded a song to help people out.
Yes, definitely. It was. I spent time in Africa. It was very inspirational because I got a chance to go to the clinic and see how everything operates. I met a woman who said that she was HIV positive and she wanted to kill herself. But after she took her drugs and then had her child who was born HIV negative, she said all she wanted to do was live. And I mean, that's the kind of story that we want, you know, inspirational ones.
That's right. And you said that this project right now with the Global Fund involves a number of people, Bono, and also there's other artists, you know, Allo Black as well. And so is everybody working
Yes.
on different music that is all going to the same cause, or did you work together on this project, this song?
Yes, all of us, everything is going towards the same cause, you know. Mm-hmm. You could go on iTunes and you a Wyclef fan and a Wyclef and Avicii, download Divine Sorrow. You are Allo Black fan, One Republic. You know, the idea is to just donate, and let's raise a lot of money to eradicate HIV.
That's wonderful. And do you happen to know the website? It would just be Global Fund. How would people find where to go to give money?
Yeah, the best way to do it is to just go on your iTunes and right now and just basically if you say the new Wyclef Jean and Avicii, Divine Sorrow, Red, and you could definitely download.
And is this song going to be available on your upcoming CD? I read somewhere where the new CD is called Clefication, and I know we've been waiting for a while for the CD to come out, but I heard that this song might also be contained in your new CD.
Yeah, definitely might be contained in a new CD. The new album is called Clefication. The title was given by me to me by Avicii. Every time we're in the studio, he's like, man, I need more clefication. I need more clefication. And a lot of people is like, what is the clefication? Well, that's just the little swagger that I put in top of the songs. You know, that little, the feeling of the music.
You've always got that great feel. I mean, probably we felt it, you know, best in the We Are the World song that you did. You really went crazy in that song. You had a lot of fun. A lot of people didn't know that was you at the end getting going crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, coming from where I come from in Haiti, first, you know, being born in a small village, you know, our voice is in singing and is our way of life. You know, that's one of the ways of life in the village, or we kicking a football around. Mm-hmm. So for me, I exercise my vocals, you know, the same way I used to do in the village back home.
Now, you talk about home and you talk about Haiti, and everybody around the world knows that you're from Haiti, and Haiti has been slowly recovering from the tragedy that they had to face there a few years ago. How is everything back home? How are the people in Haiti doing right now?
Well, I got a chance to talk to the president yesterday. You know, I believe like within anything, with government, the first thing to establish political stability, you know, and our government have done that. His focus is basically the initiative of education, and half of the entire population is a youth population, so education and job creation has to be the focus going towards the future.
Mm-hmm. And I know you raise a lot of money for various causes. Right now, the focus is AIDS and the Global Fund. You've raised money for everybody back home as well and a number of other charities.
Yes.
You're a very giving guy. A lot of people don't realize this about you, but you know, Wyclef, is you have a big heart.
Well, I mean, for me, you know, the heart really just comes from the fact that I was born in a small village in Haiti. When I moved to Brooklyn, I lived in Marlboro Projects in Coney Island. Very rough lifestyle, you know. I grew up, I seen, you know, amongst gangs, amongst drug dealers, I was right there amongst everything. And I say the only thing that separates us is the fact that I got that chance. So if we have the ability to give kids that chance, then they can do better too.
Mm-hmm. And over the years, you've worked with some, you know, prominent people in the business. You recorded with Shakira. You were on tour with Shakira for a while. You've recorded with Ludacris and a number of other artists, Will.i.am, and the list goes on and on. Are there any surprises on Clefication, the new album?
Yeah, definitely. For me, you know, the gift of my writing really just comes when I came to the States, and in high school, I basically became a jazz major, you know. I love the likes of, like, Thelonious Monk, Art Blakey. So that's where that background, and I idolize Quincy Jones. He's like a spiritual godfather for me.
Mm-hmm.
So with every Wyclef album, you can always expect the unexpected. So look out for a lot of cool surprises.
And when do you think the album will be available?
The album, Clefication, will be available next summer. How are we putting it out? We don't know yet because it has to be very cool. It's like we're in a new era, so we're figuring that out.
Well, you know, you've been laying low for a little while. At least that's the perception. I know you've been busy, and you really haven't laid low. But, you know, we haven't heard new music from you since, I think, 2011. That was the time that you were supposed to put out the new album. And so it's been a few years in the coming. So I'm sure everybody's very excited to hear that. Next summer, we'll get some new music from Wyclef. And, you know, when I mentioned you were going to be on the show, I got an email, a couple of emails from people saying, you know, any chance of the Fugees getting together again? And I know there's been some issues on making that happen. You tried it in New York a couple of years ago, but where are you guys at right now?
Well, first of all, my laying low was like laying low going to Stockholm's to take a couple of years and months just to develop a new sonics and a new sound of where I saw the new Wyclef going. As far as the Fugees, the coolest thing I ever heard was when Bono said, you know, the Fugees are the hip-hop Beatles, you know? So it's one of those bands that everywhere I go, I can't escape the question, like, yo, is there going to be a Fugee album, you know? So I actually would love that, you know? If they're watching it, if they're watching right now, they could give me a call, you know? Mm-hmm. 1-800, we need a Fugee album, you know?
Well, I hope they can make that happen. And, you know, have you ever thought about the fact that you guys are nearing eligibility into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? So that might be the next step, you know, for the Fugees.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm very humble. And when we were coming out with the Fugees, the whole idea was we wanted to be a band. We wanted to be kids that played instruments, that sing songs. And we look up to a lot of people that are artists that are here and a lot of them that are not here, like Jimi Hendrix, Bob Marley, Donny Hathaway, you know. And I'm just happy. The other day, I was such a groupie when I saw Carlos Santana.
Wow.
Again, and I was like, you know, I try to ask him 1,000 questions about Woodstock.
What kind of music is the greatest influence on you? Because I know you have a guitar in your hands right now, and you were doing some reggae music. You were doing a Bob Marley song. So, you know, what shaped you to who you are today?
I would say naturally, I grew up with jazz, with a lot of reggae, a lot of like early rock, and hip hop. Of course, I would say those four influences, they shape what we call the eclectic, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you've been doing this a while, and how do you feel music is today? When you put on the radio and you listen to what products being put out there, how do you feel the state of hip-hop is? What do you think about the pop music you're hearing? Because you're one of the pioneers of music, so where are you sitting with all this?
Well, I think that music is at a great place. When people say that, they say, what do you mean? Because I said online, lives the greatest music. So if you're looking for really cool, cool music, all you have to do is surf the internet. You know, this is where bands get that chance. 9 times out of 10, what you hear on the radio and when you show up in an arena sometimes, the bands that pack the arenas are not even on the radio. So we've entered a new era.
Mm. Are you working on anything new music right now that you could play something for us? You got a guitar. Just surprise us with something.
Yeah. Dairy Blossom, I've gone down to the old rock bottom. Now I know the love in your heart was true. Divine blessing, I wish I would have heard your lesson back then, my friend, if I only knew. That's my Woo! Early morning New York voice.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Thank you for doing that for us. Wyclef Thank is our you. Guest here on Border Crossings on The Voice of America. Let's talk about your acting. Your acting chops are really impressive. You're on Nashville on ABC TV on a regular basis.
Yeah, I did Nashville on TV. It was a great thing. I started off actually like off Broadway when I was younger. And I would say similar to like Jamie Foxx, what worked first for me mm-hmm. was like the music. So, you know, we ran with the music, but every chance I get to act, I love to do it. It's fun.
You've been in a number of different films. Do you have any other film roles coming up, or are you looking at some other scripts?
Well, right now I'm looking at a script called Toussaint, mm-hmm. and it's a story about, of course, our leader in Haiti, Toussaint Louverture, the general. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at that, you know, and in order to do that, it would say I have to take like 2 years out of my musical life. So I'm not prepared to do that, but I'm going to read the script. Mm.
Do you still have any political aspirations? I know that you were thinking about that. You were trying to run for an office in Haiti, but there were some issues. But is that something still, you know, on your mind, or have you put that aside?
Well, I mean, really, when I was running, I ran to as a candidate to be the president of Haiti mm-hmm. because of the urgency. And in my country, I'm a youth leader. So looking at 50% of the population being youth at the time, I felt like I was the one that could actually bring awareness to the country, help change legislation and policy. Right now, I feel like we're headed towards a good spot. And I will continue to do like my role model, like Bono. I feel like I can affect policy and legislation doing what I'm doing right now.
Mm. Are you planning to tour, perhaps, you know, in support of the new song that you've got with Avicii?
Well, definitely next summer, once the Clefication come out, we definitely going to hit the tour. If you haven't seen Wyclef Jean live, you know, you have to come and enjoy yourself. They say whenever I perform, you have to bring 2 outfits with you because you're going to sweat and bring 2 pairs of shoes because it's the carnival, baby. It's the carnival.
You like to have fun. You sound like a party guy. You sound like you'd be a lot of fun to hang around with.
Yes, I'm very, very fun. I'm serious at times, but when it's fun time, it's fun time.
And who are you listening to? What kind of music are you playing in your phone and your car? What are you listening to?
Well, the cool thing was yesterday. 2 days ago, I got a playlist from Carlos Santana, and he made a special, like, small iPod for me, mm-hmm. and the first person I heard on it was, like, Fela Kuti, which was very, very cool, you know? Mm-hmm. As far as, like, my daughter, she's 9 years old, so she's excited about a group called Magic, which I will be performing with at the American Music Awards this Sunday with.
Oh, really? We're going to see you on TV for the big show. That's great.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. You definitely will see Wyclef Jean this Sunday.
And what about, okay, let's talk about your daughter since you brought her up. I mean, does she at 9, she understands what dad does and the superstar status that you have. Does she show any interest towards music?
Well, what's interesting about my daughter is at a very young age, I used to bring her to Haiti when she was like 3 and 4, and we would go in the roughest gang areas around Christmas and to pass toys around. She's 9 years old, and she has made it her initiative. She just did a cancer drive and raised money for cancer without me telling her anything. Wow. She came to dad. She was like, I need $50. I was like, for what? She was like, because I'm going to donate it towards a cancer fund that I created in the school. So other than that, she loves to dance. She loves to sing. her mother pulled her out of dancing for a little bit because she wanted her grades to come up a little bit in math, and she just showed up yesterday. She like, Dad, look, I got 100. Can I go back to dancing? So I'm trying to negotiate that with her mom now.
Well, you do so many things so well. I'm sure being a dad is among the list of things that you do very, very well.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite
yes.
part of the business? Is it the songwriting, the performing, the acting? I mean, if you could pick an area that you really like most of the entire showbiz thing that you've been involved with, what would it be?
I mean, right now I'm on a label called Heads Music, distributed by PRMD. And what I'm excited about, the most, what excites me is new artists, artist development. The idea of someone that you don't know, and I get to write music for them and bring it to the world. That excites me the most.
You should be one of those judges on those music shows. I mean, they should find you for The Voice or something. You have so much to offer. You're a great producer, a recognizing talent. You're a natural.
Yeah, you know what? Thanks for the plug. You know, after this, I'm sure like 20 agents are going to call me. You know, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, what a pleasure it is to talk to you and to have you in our studios. And again, right now, your focus is on the new song, Divine Sorrow, which,
yes,
you know, it's doing a great thing for many, many people who are in need of some help. Of course, that being finding a cure for AIDS and helping those deal with the disease that they have right now.
Definitely. So everybody watching, go on your iTunes right now and download the new Wyclef and Avicii, Divine Sorrow. And 100% of the money goes towards the Global Fund. And a lot of cool artists, man. Freddie Mercury, One Republic, Aloe Black, a lot of others. Thank you.
Yeah, they found a Queen song that had not been released before. So they've included that.
Yeah. That's right. They found a Queen song. So make sure y'all definitely go up there and grab that. And of course, all of this is being brought to you by Red and Coca-Cola, which we're very excited about to have great partners.
Yes, fantastic people doing some great things. And Wyclef, you're the best. You're among my favorite artists of all time. And I really appreciate your generosity with coming in, performing a song for us, and spending some time to talk with us about your upcoming album and the new music that you're working on. Wyclef Jean, thank you so much for being on The Voice of America.
Thank you for having me.
Ladies up in here tonight, no fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. Hey. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Attraction, attention. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving, and it's driving me crazy. Uh-huh. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing. Yeah. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can not ignore the way you move your body, girl. And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it. So you can keep on shaking it.
Never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Don't you see, baby, I see it's perfect.
I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby,
Shakira,
this is perfection.
Shakira.
Oh boy, I can see your body moving, half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing, but just seem to have a plan. My will, I'm self-restrained, have come to fail now, fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't, so you know that's a bit too hard to explain.
Congo, let me see you move like you come from Colombia.
Yeah, she's so sexy, I am a fantasy. A refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country. I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club dizzy. Why the CIA wanna watch the Colombians and Haitians? I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction. Bobo, zobo, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfecto. Oh, you know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension. Baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting, no fighting, no fighting,
no fighting.
Border Crossing Shakira featuring Wyclef. And that song, a very popular song for both of them. He was on tour with her a while ago, and now he's promoting his upcoming album, Clefication, which will include the song that he has recorded to raise money in the fight against AIDS, Divine Sorrow. And thank you, Wyclef. Thank you, Shayna Lee, for joining us today on Border Crossings. A great show filled with some great musicians, and all you had to do was listen. Now get out there and let your friends know that Border Crossings is here. And before we go, we still have our CD giveaway. We have one more listener of the day to name. And so today, for the last remaining two CDs that I have, the 1989 album and the Now 52 CD, today's lucky listener celebrating his 43rd birthday. It is Jahangir Alam Manto in Bangladesh. Hey, Jahangir Alam Manto, congratulations to you. Happy birthday, and enjoy your birthday gifts from Border Crossings. So we're ready for the weekend. The weekend is here, and I hope you go out and have a nice, safe, enjoyable weekend. And remember to tell some friends to come back on Monday, when we return at 1500 Universal for another hour of requests and dedications and more Border Crossings fun and adventures. We've got guests coming up in the near future, and we've got more giveaways coming up in the near future, and of course the holidays. And with the holidays comes holiday music that's coming up just around the corner. In fact, about another week from now, you could start requesting Christmas songs. You know, the holiday songs. We don't mind. We'll be happy to play those for you. And calendars as well. Don't forget the calendars. We've got those to give away. Thank you, Wagner, our engineer today, for putting the show together there, engineering-wise, and entertaining all of the gang in the studio. Mary and Talisa and Vince, thank you as well. And thank you, the listener, for tuning in to Border Crossings, our most prized possession. We'll be back again after the weekend. I'm Larry London, and have a safe, enjoyable weekend and a great Friday night. This is the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.